Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of local happenings, events, and just general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey broadcasting live in a kind of cool corner of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Kix Country 101.5 FM. This show will be replayed this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kix Country. This gives you an opportunity to tell family and friends in surrounding counties to catch the evening rebroadcast. If you let them know also, family and friends from other states can listen in through the Delhalla Horizon website at www.delhallohorizon.com. Just click on the link on the Delhalla Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even review previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kix Country. We want to thank Delhalla Horizon for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors near and far. The 2015 basketball season. Well, we're nearing the end of the regional tournament, and we'll get to hear from Coach Rob Edwards during the second half of the Clay County Corner. So I'm not going to go into it much because he's going to inform us in just a little bit. Remember the birthday and anniversary announcements. Don't forget to call in for the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Be sure to call starting today and give us the names for the next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing will include the week of February the 20th through today, February the 26th. To call in, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Someone will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake every Thursday if your name is drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their filling breakfast and their great lunch and dinner menus. Listen today at the end of this show for this announcement, this week's announcement, and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up their certificate to claim your cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcement, which will cover the week of February the 27th through March the 5th. Please wait for the tone to begin speaking and speak slowly and clearly so we can get the correct information. I want to thank all the callers so far. I've talked to a lot of you to know that you're really enjoying those Dairy Queen cakes. They're some of my favorites too. We're happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for someone. We have a good show for you during the next hour, so get that extra cup of coffee and then sit back and get ready to hear about some local Clay County happenings. On the lineup today, we will be hearing from Grace Ann Rich, who's going to inform us about Cinderella that's coming up, and she actually was in town yesterday. Also, Lois Turner with the Presidential Service Awards, and then Coach Rob Edwards. Now let's have a break for our sponsors, and then we'll return with the program and with Miss Grace Ann Rich.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
This is Susan Bailey back at the Clay County Corner. As we return, let me welcome Miss Grace Ann Rich to our show this morning. Grace, welcome, and thanks for braving that new snow we had last night. It was a little bit slick, but not too awful bad, I think, this morning. Thank you for coming in. Grace, if you will, tell us a little about yourself, your family, school, your interests and hobbies.
Well, I'm 12 years old and in sixth grade. I've been homeschooled since the age of four. I live with my parents and my little brother and my. We are the sixth generation on the family farm. Together we raise broiler chickens, cattle, and sheep. The sheep are my favorite, and I really like this time of year when the ewes are having their lambs. I've been going to the barn with my dad to help the newborn lambs since I was 14 months old.
Wow, you sound like a pretty industrious young lady. I'm sure you stay busy all the time.
I do.
What an honor to have that many generations in a family farm, too, to have that land for so long. That's wonderful. I guess y'all are maybe one of the century farms. Not yet. You will soon be, I'm sure, though. You'll make it. Grace, I've had the honor of having some nieces involved in homeschool programs too, so I've watched you grow in stage acting. Can you talk a little about your experience with that?
Okay, well, my parents would tell you that I've always been a very dramatic child. In fact, they say I began acting scenes out from movies before the age of two. I've always loved watching plays and movies of musicals. I've taken several classes through our homeschool co-op in public speaking, reader's theater, and acting, so that promoted my interest. I also started competing in national clogging competitions when I was 9, and I loved to sing in church, so I guess that over the years I've become comfortable in front of an audience.
Certainly, all of that has helped you to grow in this.
Yes, this year will make my third large stage production at the Cookeville Performing Arts Center. Through our homeschool group that is called PATCH, Putnam and Jackson County Homeschoolers. The first year I was one of the Lost Boys in Peter Pan, and it was awesome because I could act like a tomboy.
Yeah.
I wore overalls and no shoes. Then last year I was Millie in Pollyanna, and it was the opposite. I was a town girl, and I had and I wore a beautiful long dress and a hat with tons of ribbons and flowers on it. I wasn't crazy about the hat.
I guess that was kind of hard to keep it on
it
comfortably.
It was, and to make sure the shadow wasn't over my face.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, absolutely. So these play productions are really actually a part of your school curriculum, I'm thinking. Can you elaborate a little bit about that?
Well, the plays really give you a chance to learn in several different subjects. As we read the plays, we learn grammar and spelling, and, of course, we also learn about the characters, the setting, the plot, and also how the play is divided and what the stage directions mean. As we choose costumes and build the set, we have to study the historical time period as the social setting. And I've also learned a lot about famous literature and the arts. Honestly, it is important for personal development too. I think I've developed responsibility and learned about motivation, creativity, courage, and confidence. Also very important within our group that no one is ever made fun of. We all support and help each other from the smallest to the tallest. The high school kids that are involved will spend the most time and will receive a fine arts credit for their handwork.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So it is a very important part, part of the curriculum in all aspects.
Yes.
You mentioned literature and everything. It's wonderful. And the sense of responsibility, too. You get over that stage fright, I'm sure, pretty easily, and having the comfort level that y'all have with each other is wonderful. It's a wonderful growing opportunity. I was drawn to having you on the Clay County Corner after I noticed, I know y'all are all involved in everything and the plays, but I noticed an announcement of the upcoming Cinderella presentation.
Yes, the play this year is a Pioneer production, and it's called Cinderella's Glass Slipper. And yes, I'm so happy to be playing the lead role of Cinderella.
That's awesome.
It really is a dream come true. The play is a little different from the Disney version. It follows the life of the poor, mistreated Cinderella as she faces her hardships with a really good attitude. She shows kindness and love to everyone, but especially a person in need. And because of that, good things happen in her life. The play is traditional in that dreams can come true, but it goes a little further and teaches an important lesson in how to treat others. And in this day and age, that is pretty important. I really hope I can convey that message to everyone, especially the little kids, and be a good example for them.
Very, very good. In helping to promote the play, we talked just a little about this briefly. We were actually hoping to have Grace Ann on last week, and the weather, I think everybody knows, the weather was absolutely terrible to try to get out on the road then. And I did get to announce, though, that you were making some local appearances, and you were at the Clay County Library, and I think somewhere else yesterday. Can you talk a little about that?
Yes, we went to the Clay County Library yesterday, and we've been to the Cookville Library and the Livingston Library, and it was very fun. All the little kids were so excited, and it was well worth it to get over there in the weather just to see their smiling faces.
Right,
it was great.
Right. What kind of activities did you get to do with them? Just being there was enough,
yeah.
I'm sure, but I know you got to do some things.
I read them a story about Cinderella, and I didn't tell them the ending. I let them try to figure out by themselves what would happen, and I took pictures with them and just talked to them, and it was just had a fun time with them.
Right. Well, I can just visualize the whole scene right now, the little ones especially, and their little sparkly eyes just looking at Cinderella right in front of them. That was so much fun, I'm sure. And I actually, one of our biggest social medias right now is Facebook, and I'll jump on there and try to catch up on things. And I knew that I would see pictures, and I did. And seeing the little ones, and they were just, their facial expressions were so sweet. And I knew what was on the receiving end of that expression was Grace Ann, was Cinderella. So that was a really, really nice thing that y'all were able to do. And I think you said you might have, you went to the Learning Tree also? That's
yes,
the daycare
we did.
Here.
We went over to the daycare, and I read them a few more stories and took pictures, and it was really sweet. They were all really excited. They were a little scared at first, but they had a really good time.
Yeah, well, that's so good. They're just, again, getting to see a celebrity, and Cinderella is certainly a celebrity,
yes.
Is so exciting for them. What kind of community support are you getting to help? I know that, you know, there's an expense involved. You can't just, you're having to go out and drive and appear and provide materials for the kids to draw or do whatever
yes.
with.
We're so fortunate to live in a place like Clay County where so many people are willing to help us. Everyone has been so excited for me and encouraging. Many folks have made in-kind donations, and I've received financial donations from my Nana, of course, and Jenny Ridge Farms, Fidelis Financial, Bend of the River, Dr. L.G. Puckett, and Subway of Salina and Clay County Feeds. Putting on a play this size is very expensive, and we really need as much sponsorship as we can get. If anyone can help us in this way, please get in touch with me, and we can set it up to be tax-deductible. I would really appreciate it.
That's wonderful. And you did mention not just for the local appearances, but for the play also.
Yes.
And I've been to a lot of those plays, and there's an awful lot of scene organization
yes.
and building, and that takes a lot of materials and,
yes.
and craftiness. And then the costumes are beautiful. They're always very period-oriented. You know, they're perfect, and those have to be made pretty much
yes,
or purchased.
Most of them are handmade,
mm-hmm.
And we can find a lot of them and buy them. And so we're
mm-hmm.
very fortunate we have someone who can sew so well.
That is wonderful. And there's the expense still involved in
yes.
getting the materials and pulling all that together. So, yes, anybody out there that's willing to be a sponsor for this production, please, please give Grace Ann a call. What number can we use?
Okay, well, you can use 931-258-3845.
Mm-hmm. 258-3845. Okay, all right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'll come back with more with Grace Ann, if you'll just stay with me a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to wish everyone a happy and prosperous 2015. Your Salina merchants have come together to work as a team to provide quality services and merchandise to our community. It's our goal that the Salina-Clay County area become more self-sufficient. We're committed to doing our part to see that this goal becomes a reality. The Merchants Association is asking you to join the effort. Be part of the team. Whenever possible, we encourage you to shop your local businesses. With your support, we can continue to sponsor special events and programs such as the Merchants Money Drawing, Customer Appreciation Day, and Salina Country Christmas. We're busy making plans for 2015, and our calendar of events can be found on our Shop Historic Downtown Salina Facebook page and always right here on Kix Country. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
This is Susan Bailey back at the Clay County Corner, 101.5 Kicks Country FM. I'm sitting here with Miss Grace Ann Rich, and she is appearing in the Cinderella productions coming up soon. Grace, if you will, just give us some information about the play, where, when, cost, tickets, and that kind of thing.
The play Cinderella's Glass Slipper, and it will be at the Cookeville Performing Arts Center, which is near the library on East Broad Street. Performances will be on Friday, March 20th at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m., and Saturday, March 21st at 6 p.m. Tickets for the evening performances are $10 per seat, and the Friday morning show is a reduced price. Tickets will go on sale March 9th and can be bought by calling the CPAC office at 528-1313. We hope to see everyone there.
Okay, I'm going to jot that down, too, so I can maybe keep bringing it back. This may be my last day to host for a little while, but I'll certainly pass that on to Thomas, who will be taking over, and he can get that information out there. So there are Patch is, it includes kids from what counties? That I know we didn't discuss that, but there are several counties involved.
And Jackson, Clay, Overton, and Cumberland County.
Okay.
And then Sparta.
Okay, that's a pretty wide representation.
Yes.
So, and we've got several actually here in Clay County. I know I always see a lot of familiar faces when I go to one of the shows, and I'm like, oh, there they are. You know, it's nice seeing familiar faces. And learning the little ones that are up on the stage, too, and putting faces to names. So that's good. We've got a lot of good representation. Grace, you're a beautiful young lady, and
thank you.
I have certainly enjoyed watching you grow on stage, and I look forward to seeing you in the production of Cinderella's Glass Slipper.
Thank you.
When do the tickets go on sale?
March 9th.
March the 9th, okay, because I want to make sure. Sometimes it's hard to get a good ticket. So, you know, don't y'all that are interested in going out there, don't put it off. You need to go ahead and get those tickets as soon as you can. And again, that's March 20th at 9 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. and March 21st at 6 o'clock p.m. for the production. Okay. Grace, good luck to you.
Thank you. And good luck to the other
crew with the show. You are so welcome. Thank you for coming, and you're just a beautiful young lady.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I've got next coming up is Miss Lois Turner, and she is going to be talking about the Presidential Service Awards, and we're going to try to give you some information and generate some interest with this. Welcome, Lois.
Thank you, Susan. We've had this going on for, this will be our third year, and We're trying to get more of the community involved with this. And what this is, it is a Presidential Service, Volunteer Service Award. Susan has won the Volunteer Award for a Lifetime Award. And it started in 2003 under the George W. Bush administration. It's been in existence since the 1980s. It's changed names several times. But due to the 9/11 crisis, they decided that all the volunteers needed to be recognized in some form or fashion. So they came up with this. And last year we had five high school students, seniors, and we presented them with a pen and a letter from the president and a little plaque that told how many hours and things that they received.
Right.
And it is something that people do recognize, because I did have someone from Ball State call and ask me what this was, and I explained to them, and they said they had never heard of it, and they said, you know, they was really impressed with this student that had this on their entrance exam.
Wonderful.
And you can pick an application up at the Chamber of Commerce, and what it is, you log in your volunteer hours for a 12-month period. And this year we are doing from February 27th through February 26th. Now, we need these in by March 13th of next month, which doesn't really give you a lot of time, but we know, so we can get this in time for our graduation ceremony and then our three-star dinner in July.
And it doesn't take long to sit down and just run back through. If you kept up at all with your calendar or just jotted things down, it doesn't take long at all to accumulate those hours and receive this award.
That's right. All you need to do is write down like a month, date, what you actually done, how many hours, and a team leader or the location of this, and your total hours. Right now we're actually involving junior and seniors and then adults. There are four awards you can get. There's a bronze level, silver, gold, and then a lifetime, which is called president, called a service award. And that's over 4,000 hours of volunteer service in a lifetime. And that says a lot.
Yeah.
And there's a few, just few in our county that has received that. And again, Susan is one of them. And we're very proud of everything that you do, mm-hmm. Susan.
Thank you
so very much.
Thank you.
And everyone else that has received this and does help with the community and everything. I have some applications here, and I will leave them at the chamber. And also, you can see Brooke Burchett at the high school, mm-hmm. and she will give this to you. And like I said, this needs to be turned back in to the chamber by March 13th. So if you're a senior and want to submit this, give it back to Brooke. Mm-hmm. She has some in her office whenever school gets back in.
Right. Yeah, if we ever get back to school.
Right. And I have discussed this with her, and she said that at one of the in-service for the seniors, she had discussed this. And hopefully we'll have some more interested in this. I'm going to try to have some more information in the paper and stuff about this, and we hope we can get more people to participate in this, because it does show that Clay County is doing something in our community,
right.
And it does help us sometimes with grants that are available out mm-hmm. there for the community,
mm-hmm.
and it's nothing political,
mm-hmm.
it's just called the Presidential Service Award.
Yeah.
And whoever's in office is the one that signs it.
Right.
So, you know, we don't want to get
whichever president we have.
Right. We don't want to get anybody upset about that. So,
yeah.
But again, this year it is for February 27th of last year through February 26th of
the
this
hours.
Year. Your mm-hmm. hours. It's mm-hmm. a total 12-month period. And like I said, you know, it's real simple. There's a form attached to it. If you have any questions, my number and email is on here. I'll be more than glad to answer any questions. And if you can't get to the chamber and you would like one, give me a call. I'll be glad to mail it to you. Just leave your name and address on my answer machine if I'm not there. And we'll send this to you. And we'd like to have you at our three-star banquet and
absolutely.
Present this to you. And like I said, if you're a senior in high school, we'd like to present this to you at the graduation ceremony in
yeah.
May.
And that's nice, because this is, right now, it's an elite group. There haven't been that many that have actually turned in the hours, but there have been many that would have been able to receive the award.
Right. Jan... her last name. She was our VISTA.
Jan Carroll,
that's right. She was our VISTA volunteer, and she really got this started. She knew something about it, and it, like I said, you know, it really helps our county mm-hmm. to show that we are involved in trying to make our county better.
Right.
You know, it's just simple things of just like some of our students come and help with the Second Harvest Food
mm-hmm.
Bank. You know, it may not sound like much to some people, but, you know, when you've got students over there that's young, you know, this is something hopefully that they will carry on. All our activities, homecoming days, moonshine days, all our festivals that we have, the fair, the beauty pageants, you know, we need younger people.
Absolutely.
Because we're all getting a little bit older.
Yeah, we are. Time's passing.
Right. And, you know, once we start getting to certain ages, you know, we can't keep doing this.
That's true.
You know, and that's volunteerism.
Absolutely.
And it keeps our community growing.
And going.
And going. And it keeps people wanting to come to Clay County and reside here and live here.
Absolutely. And for the parents out there, you know, sometimes the kids will put things off, but parents, please do encourage your students to become involved in this and just fill out the form for the hours they've already volunteered in community service.
Right. You may think, you know, well, that's not really volunteerism. I mean, I guess chopping wood for grandma doesn't really count. It's any type of civic activity that you do. It can be church, school, like I said, anything that you volunteer for any of our programs that we have, anything that you do at any of the parks. I can't really think of any. If you have any question about, well, would this be considered volunteerism, you can give me a call.
Right.
You can give Susan a call, anybody at the chamber, Dr. Young, Ray Norris, anybody that you can think of that's with the three-star program or the chamber, you can call them and they can answer your questions. And again, like I said, you're more than welcome to call me, and I will, if I don't know, I will find out for you. Because we do present this to a committee, and they do research this somewhat,
and then apply the
right,
award.
And that's yeah. Right. I can't think of the exact terminology for it, but it's not like, you know, they actually, you know, call these people or anything, but, you know, they just like to look and see, okay.
Just review the paperwork.
Right. You know, is this the same thing that they did last year? You know, could this be a duplicate copy or something? You know, did I mess up or something? But, you know, like I said, if you have any questions, more than welcome to call me or anybody at the chamber, or Susan, anybody.
Right.
And we'll try to help you best we can.
And it's really an easy process.
That's right. There's, you know, nothing to do, but we do have a time limit this year, as like I said, March 13th. So I can get this keyed in. It takes a while for me to key all this in and get everything back.
Right.
So we can present some of this to, hopefully, our students at the high school for
this
graduation.
Year. Exactly.
And have some folks back for the three-star banquet.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Lois, for getting this out there. And again, parents and students, I'm encouraging you to fill this paperwork out and get that recognition at your high school graduation this year, and maybe even get it toward your school of choice for college.
Correct. And this isn't just for students. This is for adults,
right,
too. You know, if you're an adult, like my age, Susan's age, you're more than welcome to fill one of these out also. You know, we know that there's many of you out there that volunteer. This
right.
is just not for senior students. You know, anybody that volunteers, we'd like for you to fill one of these out so we can recognize you.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much, and it's time for a break.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Solana, Tennessee.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Clay County Corner on Kicks Country 101.5 FM. I'm going to give y'all the birthday and anniversary announcements. Well, actually, I'm going to give you the birthday announcements. I didn't have any call-ins, and I know there's people having anniversaries this week out there somewhere this past week, but we're going with the birthday announcements right now on February the 20th. Happy birthday to Isaiah Burnett from all of his big old family. Happy birthday on February the 20th to Raylan Tooley. That's a big happy third birthday from Sue and Reynaldo Smith. And on February the 21st, happy birthday to Joseph Key from Mom. Happy birthday to Phyllis Boyce from her family. Happy birthday also on February 21st to Melissa Roach from her family. Happy birthday to Carson Sharp. That's from Aaron Gentry. Happy birthday to Sue Smith. That's from her son, Reynaldo Smith. Happy birthday to Brittany Short from her family. And then on February the 22nd, happy birthday to Teresa Bowles, a Clay County High School Bulldog fan, from her baby boy and her husband. Happy birthday to Spark Short from Michelle, his wife, and the kids. Happy birthday also on February the 22nd to Christy Collins from your family. And happy birthday to Clayton Dale Odell. He was 1 year old, and that's from Aunt Brandy and Carl. Happy birthday to Jimmy Smith. He was 58 on February the 22nd, and that's from your fishing buddy, Barbara, and from your Union Hill Church of Christ family. Also, happy birthday on February the 22nd to Gracie Schott from Mom. And on February the 23rd, happy birthday to Tara Lee Thompson Copus from her family. And happy birthday on February the 23rd to Bo Hamilton. That's from Miss Linda Hamilton. On February the 24th, happy birthday to Brooklyn Cherry, and that's from Mom, Dad, and family. And happy birthday to Zachary Strong, and that's from Linda. On February the 25th, happy birthday to Bobby Schott from family. Happy birthday to Larissa Rich from her mom, dad, sis, and family. Happy birthday to Tom Weir from his wife. Happy birthday also on February the 25th to Cody Kendall, and that's from Dad, Jonathan Kendall. Happy birthday on the 25th to Robert Thurman, and that is from Kenny Westmoreland. Happy birthday to Paula Slaughter, and that's from Aunt Lindsay and cousins Betty, Joyce, Lisa, Arliss, and their families. Also, happy birthday to Karen Hickman, and that is from family and friends. And I have no birthdays today on February the 26th, no call-ins for today. So we must not have anybody born in Clay County on February 26th. But those are the birthday announcements, and we will be drawing a name out. I'm going to ask Coach Edwards to draw a name out for me in a little bit and before the end of the show, and I'll make that announcement of who the Salina Dairy Queen birthday cake winner is today. So now I'm back with our regular schedule, and I've got Coach Edwards sitting here with me. We had a big old night last night, Coach Edwards. Pretty exciting. There have been a lot of scheduling and cancellations this past week. The weather's not been real friendly to us, and a little bit of district play, actually. Can you tell us how our district played out?
I can. You're talking about last night, I think, is as exciting as the game was, maybe the drive home was even more exciting.
It was.
It was really, really rough at times.
Yeah.
The first time that I remember this happening, and I don't know that it's ever happened, was weather actually canceled part of the district tournaments for District 7A. And so what the TSSAA said to do was the teams that were still in would be placed by whatever seed they came in as the from the regular season. So that being said, we ended up winning the district tournament without having to play the championship game. And second place was Jackson, and I think Clark Range was third, and Pickett County was fourth. So that kind of put us in as the number one seed on our side of the bracket going into the region tournament.
Okay, so that... That put us in number one, and then we showed up in Watertown, actually at home first. So how have the high school Bulldogs fared so far in the regional games?
Well, we started out Tuesday night at home, being the one seed. We got to host the number four seed from District 8A, and that was Watertown. And they're a quality team. They played really good early in the season, I don't know what the record was, but a good team. And Tuesday night they came to Clay County High School, and we had an outstanding crowd. I mean, one of the best crowds we've had for a postseason game that I remember. Watertown, they might have had 100 people there at the most, mm-hmm. and everybody else were Clay County fans. So we were happy to see that. Our kids were happy to see it. They'd been wondering all week. You know, if we would have a good crowd or not. And I kept telling them, I said, you know, well, everybody's been snowed in. They're looking for something to do. So
right.
We're the only show in town, so we should have a good crowd.
We did have a good crowd, and it was so loud, I couldn't even hear my own self yell.
It was
loud.
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere, great atmosphere.
It
Postseason
was.
High school basketball is probably, the best atmosphere that I've ever been involved in. I'm sure there may be better ones out there, but you get a lot of people in the gym and a closed environment, and they're making a lot of noise. It's a lot of fun.
It sure is.
You really feed off the energy.
Absolutely.
But going back, we beat Watertown. I'm not even sure what the score was, 15, 16 points maybe, something like that. Then last night, that put us playing Clark Range again, which is a scary game for us. They're long and... they have a lot of length, which really bothers us sometimes. And they have a lot of shooters, which is something else that bothers us. But our kids came out, and...
They came out to play.
They were relaxed and probably more relaxed than any of us coaches were, and just played well from the very beginning. We had a little problem here in the third quarter scoring at one time, but we knew that Clark Range was a good team, and they were going to make a run. And so what we talked about at halftime is we just have to keep our poise and not panic. And we didn't panic. We did well and finally figured out a way to score a few points there in the third and fourth quarters and held on for a win. So,
absolutely, and it was a wonderful win. You know, I meant to say too, going back to the district game, we didn't get to have closure because the games were canceled near at the end. How did we do with our district, all district team? Did our boys, did they announce a district team?
You're talking about the tournament, all tournament team.
All tournament.
They did do a all tournament team. It was just based on the one game that everybody played. We had five guys make the all tournament team. Tyreek Key was the MVP of the district tournament, and our other four starters all made the all-tournament team. Josh Endicott, Wyatt Mabry, John Tanner Dotson, Taylor Brown all made the all-tournament team. And they may not know that yet because I haven't told them.
Oh, sorry about that. Well,
but,
they're sleeping, I think.
But guys,
sure they're sleeping.
I have your plaques in my office, so I'll get them to you in a day or two, maybe.
Well, again, you know, it's just been it's been slow, but it's been fast and furious, too, because we've all been building to that game tonight, and then, oh, man, it's canceled, you know. And then we won't play it, and then it does get rescheduled. And it's just been a stop-and-go, fast and furious kind of thing, even for the crowd, because we've been so excited and so desirous to come and watch the games.
It's been hard on everybody. You know, we went 11 days and didn't play a game, and we were trying to practice when we could. And my guys were all like, Coach, we just want to play. We don't want to practice anymore. We're ready to play. And then I think Tuesday night, you know, we came out and we were ready to play. So,
yeah.
So they weren't lying. They were ready.
And we've got shirts, you know. You know, everybody's got to get a shirt for something. And we've got shirts that say, let's make history. And in history, instead of the H-I-S, it has H-1-5. So that's a pretty cool shirt, and I know people have been ordering those, and it's to support the team and wear it to the games, wear it to regional, and keep going, keep wearing it. we'll take a break here in just a minute, but tonight, who do we play and where and what time?
We play Good Pasture out of Nashville. They're the number one team from the other district, so it's the matchup that I guess you would say is supposed to happen, the one versus the one.
Mm-hmm.
And we play at Watertown High School, play at 7:30. I talked to the tournament people this morning, and as of right now, we are still playing it, unless he calls me back and tells me different. So, but there'll be a girls' game prior to ours, a girls' championship game at 6:00. And then the boys' championship at 7:30.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more about the postseason play.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina. The Salina Merchants Association would like to wish everyone a happy and prosperous 2015. Your Salina merchants have come together to work as a team to provide quality services and merchandise to our community. It's our goal that the Salina-Clay County area become more self-sufficient. We're committed to doing our part to see that this goal becomes a reality. The Merchants Association is asking you to join the effort. Be part of the team. Whenever possible, we encourage you to shop your local businesses. With your support, we can continue to sponsor special events and programs such as the Merchants Money Drawing, Customer Appreciation Day, and Salina Country Christmas. We're busy making plans for 2015, and our calendar of events can be found on our Shop Historic Downtown Salina Facebook page, and always right here on Kix Country.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey in on 101.5 FM. I'm sitting here with Coach Rob Edwards, and we've been talking about the postseason play. And last night, again, we're in the regionals, and last night watching Goodpasture play last night against Jackson County. That's who we're going to be playing is Goodpasture. We saw a rough game go into overtime, and then Goodpasture came out on top. Is there anything or any particular player that you might want to pay attention to in that Goodpasture game? And then after tonight's game, what happens with a win, and how do we stand with a loss? We're not going to have a loss, but...
Yeah, well, you know, Goodpasture has a lot of good players. I think they have two guys that stand out a little more than anybody else. They have a guard, a Jones kid, and a post kid, number 40. And, you know, we've been watching film and trying to determine how we're going to guard those two guys, and then we'll match up on the other guys and just kind of do the things like what we've been doing to get us to this point. You know, we're not going to jump in and do a big change of things and try to change things around right now because, you know, if it's worked so far, we're going to stick with it. After tonight's game, you know, if we win, the scenario is that we will host a sub-state game at Clay County High School on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
If we lose tonight, then we'll travel for a sub-state game to a site that hasn't been determined yet. It'll be somewhere south down toward Chattanooga. We just don't know who's gonna win that region yet.
Okay, so there you had it. That's the update, guys. On the way to the game yesterday, my carload, they're a bunch of talkers anyway, and they talked about the cohesiveness that your boys have. Tip had found a saying that hit the nail on the head. A basketball team is like the five fingers on your hand. If you can get them all together, you have a fist, and that's how I want you to play. And that's kind of, you know, that's what we see with you, Rob. And Taylor had posted a pregame note that said, time to go out and do what we do, win or lose. The experience I've had with my brothers these past few years has been exciting. I'm glad we can go out and have fun and play ball. Y'all are my family and always will be. But let's not stop here. Let's get it done tonight. And they did. Rob, we talked about how we see your team as that fist and formed those five fingers, and it's your leadership, it's your direction that's brought these young men together to perform so well. You know, thank you so much. We're all so so pleased and so happy. And I would appreciate it if you'd go through your team a little bit and tell our listeners about them, maybe about their strengths and quirkiness and just whatever you want to share. Let us get to know them a little better.
Well, all right. Thank you for the kind words there. I think all that goes back to just really having a good group of kids, a good group of young men. And I've been fortunate for 15 years at Salina High School and Clay County High School. I've had exactly that. You know, we've had good young men and come through the program, and hopefully that continues. You know, another thing that contributes to that is they spend a lot of time together. We spend the entire month of June together. Going to camps, we take sleeping bags and things, and they, you know, they sleep next to one another for nights on end. And you know, even if they don't like one another, they have to get along. So sooner or later, they grow to where they like one another. Of course, the season runs from mid September, we start conditioning all the way through March, 7 months or so, and including June there. And then some even play AAU together in the spring. So there's another 2 or 3 months that they're together. So you figure, you know, somebody that's really dedicated to playing basketball, they spend 9 months out of the year together. They really become cohesive and become a family, so to speak. Another thing we do, we take a lot of team trips together. We go watch ball games. We go whitewater rafting, different things during the summer. And, you know, all those things are team bonding time. And I've always thought that was important. You know, we want kids to enjoy their experience and create relationships that they'll have for the rest of their lives, even when basketball's over with. You know, you asked me to talk about them individually. I'll just kind of go down my list and start with the seniors here. You know, just just a few words to describe him. John Tanner is just energy, you know, is really what John Tanner brings to the table. He's also entertaining a lot of times in practice and on the bus and things like that. He gets a lot of those traits from his cousins. I've had his older cousins have played for me, and I think on Pea Ridge they taught him early, you know, you're just going to have to survive the Pea Ridge games, and you're going to be a pretty decent high school player. So and that's what he's done. Taylor Brown, the senior, I guess the two best words to describe him would be his leadership, as far as our team goes, has been very valuable this year. He's really done well as a senior and provided leadership for us. And the fact that he's calm, he doesn't lose his cool. You know, he makes a mistake, and I get a lot more upset about it than he does. He just kind of looks at me and smiles and goes on about his business. But, you know, so those two things with him. Latron came to us a couple years ago. Latron's really impressed me with the way he's changed his personality in those 2 years. He's really done well. He's a very unselfish guy. I'm just going down my list now. Justin Bowles, a willingness to accept any role. You know, some nights he plays 2 minutes, some nights he may play 15, 18, 20 minutes, and he doesn't care. He's just happy to be part of the team and contribute when he can. Wyatt Mabry, probably his toughness is the best thing he brings to the table. He just battles every night. Some nights it's not pretty, but he just battles.
Yeah.
Matt Maxfield's our gentle giant. He makes contributions, a good shot blocker, great practice player. If you practice against a guy that's 6'6" and as strong as Matt Maxfield, you're going to have to get better. Absolutely have to get better. John Wayne Browning, he's quiet. You never hear from him. He's another kid that just really has a calmness about him. You know, he's not flashy, draw a lot of attention to himself, but, he's just one of those kids that you like to have on your team. Clay Copas, determination. He's a tough kid, gives us good minutes defensively. Tyreek, he's quiet, as you found out last week. So, you know, he just doesn't talk much. He's quiet. He's unselfish. He's willing to make other players better. Josh Endicott, I guess the best word to describe him, in my opinion, would be driven. He's a really hard worker. He wants to be successful. I think he really just wants to play and have fun, and he's really loosened up over the last 10 or 12, 15 games, and he's beginning to do that, and you can see it. He's been outstanding for us the last dozen games or so. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of young guys. I don't have time to talk about everybody, but, next season you're going to see some other guys in the lineup that probably if they were at other schools, they'd be in the lineup this year.
Yeah.
But, they're just waiting in the wings. So, it's good news for me, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Gives us more to look forward to next year,
yeah,
without
exactly,
a doubt.
Exactly.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for coming today again. I know it takes time out of your schedule to come in here with us, but everybody wants to know about ball and what's going on, and this is a big time, like you said. Right now is a big time for us. I've got a quick a birthday cake winner. Rob drew a name out of the basket for me, and Teresa Bowles is the lucky winner of the Salina Dairy Queen birthday cake. We've got a few unclaimed cakes at the Chamber of Commerce. If you can, please come by and get those, and we'll keep those certificates for 90 days, and then we'll discard them. I guess we need to close out. We're running out of time. In closing, I want to thank our guests today for a good show, and for now, I got one more thing I want Rob to say.
We just want to thank everybody for coming to the games and hope that continues. Believe it or not, I mean, the kids notice. They really notice.
Yes,
and they love having you there, so thanks.
Absolutely. Keep the military in your daily prayers, and I'm signing off at the Clay County Corner. Thank you so much for a good day.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.